What up, Cancer, and welcome to your February 2023 horoscope. So let's go ahead and see what comes up. So I don't know why I'm hearing something about a promise, broken promises. Some of you may feel like you're healing from broken promises within relationships or healing from difficult relationships of your past and in February or even past life. And in February, you're going to be moving into more abundant periods where you're going to start finding that you get along with the people around you, or you finally come out of a rough patch with someone that you had a long-term commitment, partnership, friendship with, or someone that you're with. If you guys were going through hard times, you can expect things to get better in February and lighter, but it won't come without somebody humbling themselves or without some sort of apology. For others of you, you're committing to your peace going into February, and this is what's going to bring a lot of life changes your way, especially if you're just like, I'm no longer going to worry about this situation. All I'm really going to do is just be positive about it and see what comes of it. That mindset is actually going to pay off a lot in February. It's not really a good month to dwell in negativity, especially because the universe wants to grant you with a more peaceful cycle. So there may be moments where you feel stuck in limbo, or you feel like the universe is kind of forcing you to look at the past and forcing you to look at certain people who are like mirrors to you and certain people from your past lives. And you're going to have to overcome anxiety of facing something or someone from your past. And it feels like this is kind of inevitable because of the fact that maybe you're ready to work something out with somebody, or maybe you're ready for some sort of closure, but you haven't really got the proper closure. Either or, there's some sort of closure coming in February that's going to help you to finally lay to rest a very serious battle. Even for you, it was affecting your finance. Even for some of you, it was affecting your finances or something like that, where you're going to come out of a very rough financial cycle because of the fact that you're healing something that had to do with someone that you were committed to, or an idea that you were committed to that maybe disappointed you in the past, and you had gotten a little stuck on it for a while. Maybe you didn't even realize that you were stuck on it. So you're going to have a lot of reality checks about who and what to commit yourself to throughout February, which is going to help you to eliminate anyone who is going to be taking up your time, or anything that may be taking up your time or time consuming in negative ways. So it's a month to pour more into your passions, more so than worrying, more so than focusing on social media too much or scrolling too much. There may be a tendency to go towards comfortable behaviors because of the fact that your dreams are so daunting, or taking on your dreams is scarier. So you may resort to doing behaviors out of comfort, but you want to pray that behavior off of you, because I'm telling you, if you use this creative momentum in February and then going into Pisces season, you're going to be able to create something that's very legendary, especially if you're an artist or you do something within the creative arts in general, or you're on to some sort of business endeavor. It's really going to be important that you believe in this idea and you invest in it, even though there may be someone around you or there's just this belief that's not real, it's artificial, it's fake. It makes you kind of question yourself all the time. Every time that you're about to take some steps forward, this belief, this person, this low vibrational energy pulls you back into doubting yourself. So you're going to start questioning why you do that, and then ultimately, the guidance is to eliminate any sort of belief or any person who's showing you fake love, who's kind of just trying to be around you because of what they know you can do, because they see your potential rather than who you are in the moment. And you need to be aware of people like that. You need to ask people questions. I don't know why I'm hearing that, but you need to ask people questions. I don't know what that means, but maybe you know what that means. Intentions, especially if you're in the dating scene, but also if you're doing business with people, you need to get more engaged with them and figure out their true intentions in general. Even if you're in a relationship, you need to have a conversation about if you guys see eye to eye about certain things. And if you're single, you need to start asking yourself questions about what you want to see in this new phase and settling for nothing less than that, and making sure that you're staying on top of affirmations. I do feel like there's an energy of evil eye or jealousy looming around you from people who every time they feel like you're moving on or getting better or happier in life, here they come with their issues, here they come with their problems, here they come with their baggage, and it makes you feel like a little unwell. It just makes you feel like, why am I running in circles over and over again with this certain energy? And it could even be another water sign, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. And for some of you, you need to watch for being that person of when you see people doing well, more emotionally well than you, it triggers you. So you start acting strange. You start acting pessimistic. You need to watch for doing that, you know, especially if there's things that you're seeing online. And then you get into like these mindsets and modes about how you're this and that. You need to watch for thinking negatively about yourself, because with this magician here, your alchemy and your magical abilities and your ability to manifest are going to be very strong in February up until November, I'm hearing. So if you're thinking negatively about your situation, it's going to slap you right back in the face. I'm not going to hold y'all, okay? So make sure that you're being honest about what you want and not just trying to manifest things out of ego, because it's really going to hurt you. Make sure that you're always affirming that you are manifesting what's best for you. Sometimes we don't really understand what that means. So it's good that you just affirm that, because you could let the universe surprise you, as opposed to trying to manifest something that maybe in your heart you're like, it feels weird when I try to settle on it, so maybe I should just hope for the best. And the divine is saying that's a perfect way to remedy confusion. If you're like, I don't know where to settle my mind with something going into February. There's also a lot about you exploring your sexuality. And if you've been confused about it, coming clean about that. For some of you, coming out of the closet sexually. For others of you, you're going to start being authentic about who you are, which is going to bring in somebody who's mirroring that energy right back. Someone with Aries, Leo, Sagittarius placements in their chart, where you need someone who challenges you. You don't need someone to coddle you. You need somebody who pushes you to be the best that you can be. So you're going to start to naturally feel drawn to more alpha type of energies rather than betas, because it seems like you were surrounded by beta type of energies where they needed you and you couldn't rely on them, but you need somebody who you can rely on, who you can have strength in, and you can find strength in also. So February is going to be a lot of you discerning that and eliminating anyone or anything that's not really radiating that powerful energy that you need to manifest your desires, even if this is a team surrounding you in terms of a creative project, because there's a lot of creative energy here. But you need to be around equally confident people, and if you're in a hermit mode, you need to be the one who's your team and keeping yourself motivated, keeping yourself optimistic, keeping yourself strong and confident, no matter what's going on around you. Because I do feel like you have a lot to recover from. So you may need to ask people to help you sometimes. You may need some help, especially if you're going through financial hard times. It's okay to ask for help or even advice on how to get things right. Even applying for loans and grants. Scholarships, even whatever is applicable to you. But I just feel like if you need help, don't be afraid to ask, because the divine is saying some of you guys, you need to feel like you can rely on people again. You've been the caretaker of everybody and it's been getting to you a little bit. So in February, you may be pushed into moments of needing to ask for help or needing to rely on the universe to bring things together for you, and trusting that when you surrender the conflict to the universe, they will make sure that you're taken care of, even if it's not you asking a real tangible person for help. There's a lot about you needing to overcome a stigma of asking for help spiritually, through prayer, through readings, your mother, your father, I don't know. It's just so many different things here that you know what it is. There's this fear of people judging you for going back to a certain behavior, where in that behavior is kind of asking for help for some of you, but it's okay. Like, we all need a helping hand here and there, even if it's just someone to talk to. So over the next few hours, even after hearing this reading, you will have your answer about how to deal with things right now. And the most important thing in February is the art of surrender. If you can surrender, write all your burdens down on a piece of paper and flush them down the toilet or burn them safely, you know, the divine will respond to that. It's time to get clear about your intentions moving into February because you're going to be manifesting like crazy. So it's better to focus on exactly how you want February to look for the best results, okay? Peace out.